I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lester, what's going on, man?
Oh, what's up? What's going on?
Man, everything is good.
Thanks for joining us.
How's the process been the last couple weeks as you sort of come to a conclusion?
Everything's just been great as far as just coming down, sitting with my family, discussing what's the best option for me, and just really building my relationship with the head coaches at all the schools I'm
Is it a deal now where you'll take some time, sort of weigh things? Do you feel like you may already know in your gut? Like, will you talk to the family over the next 10 days, and is May 10th the announcement date still the plan?
Oh, yeah. May 10th is still the plan right now. We're just figuring out right now. Since I'm signing and committing the same day, we're just figuring out a place right now where we could just sit down, I sign, commit there, and just have all the local news come down and just record it and everything.
Gotcha. So in terms of sort of what's next for you, Lester, are there any other visits scheduled, or are you finished and now you can just focus on making the decision?
No, I'm done with visits right now. I'm just focusing on sitting down with my family, discussing all the pros and cons of every school and just making a decision.
When you look at Memphis's roster, when you listen to their coaches, what's so attractive about the Memphis option for you?
main thing is just having Penny, Mike, and Sam all on the same coaching staff is just phenomenal as far as college basketball. Just all the tools that they have and the little things that can help me with my game as far as getting to the NBA is just great. And just playing with the best player in the country being James Wiseman, being with him as far as us being sort of like a duo is just outstanding in my eyes as far as teams trying to guard both of us as far as him posting up or me coming off the ball screen or doubling down on him or getting me open. I just feel like it's just a great opportunity and just a real, real huge shout-out just to the Memphis fan base because they've just been great throughout the whole process. And I just really appreciate all the love and support they've been showing.
Let me ask you this. You're talking about how great it would be with Wiseman. We just got off the phone with Evan Daniels, who was talking about what he thinks, if you indeed pick Memphis, what you'll bring to Memphis. If Precious picks Memphis along with Wiseman, we've heard Precious talking about playing with you and the idea of how good you two would look together. If it's all three of y'all, what's that going to look like, brother?
That's my guy, Precious. I've been playing with him since probably about sixth or seventh grade. We've been playing together for about a long time now. So just us splitting up this year for the first time was kind of good. But we almost call each other almost every day talking about it and just sitting down, like I said, discussing the pros and cons about it, just thinking about how dominant us three would be in that conference, and not just the conference, even the non-conference games, and as far as making the tournament, getting the national championship. That's just the biggest goal right now, just winning the national championship. And all three of us just living our dreams of getting to the NBA, which is everybody's dream as a kid. So just really living that out with the people around you that you just enjoy being around is just great. And I feel like me, Preston, and James just make something really good happen.
Lester, clean this up for me. I think I know the answer, but I want to make sure we've got it right for housekeeping. Is there any other school that the two of you all are considering attending together, you and Precious? Or is it just Memphis in terms of for both of you guys? Is there any that...
Just Memphis.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Just Memphis, gotcha. What did he say about the visit? He came in with his brother's God's gift and promise. He came in and saw, you know, the campus like you did once upon a time. What was his review of the visit to you?
We had discussed going to Memphis together before his visit a couple weeks back, and he really wasn't too interested in it and stuff like that. And then after his visit, he called me and just told me that he really liked it a lot, and we just need to reconsider that again. So we've been talking on a daily basis about it. Penny and Mike, we've been talking about it a lot, and it's just coming down to the wire right now with us making a decision. So my commitment day being next Friday, after I commit, I feel like he's going to set a date closely after, so I feel like it's going to be good.
Gotcha. And then there was another development today, Lester. I'm sure you've seen it. RJ Hampton is reclassifying into the class of 2019. Again, another guy that Memphis would really like to have on the roster. What do you think of that and the opportunity maybe to play with an RJ Hampton who's a big point guard?
We texted each other a bunch of times about this a couple weeks back before he even announced it. So I feel like just me and him we could just be one of the, if not the most dominant backcourt in the country next year. Just me and him playing together and just having a front court with potentially Precious and James would just be insane, and DJ Jeffries as well. So just having that huge recruiting class like that would just be overwhelming as far as just the amount of potential we have to win the national championship and the amount of NBA GMs and all the scouts that's going to be there at all our games, all our practices. It's just nothing but positives coming with that. So it's just a great, great thing to think about.
Lester, I got to tell you, I mean, that's what Evan Daniels said, and we agree. If all that happens, what we just laid out, you guys become Memphis becomes the story in college basketball next season. It's like Duke was this year, having all those lottery guys. You know what I mean? It goes from being okay, you hope you can get this guy, to, I mean, is that what Memphis to feeling like you're the story in college basketball and you've got the best shot potentially at a national championship?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is a special time, no question about it. And then before we get you out of here, Lester, what are the final schools for you officially now that you're 2 weeks out?
Yep.
Right now, a lot of people think with canceling the Michigan visit, they're cut out right now. But they still have a chance, a slight chance. But right now, I feel like the four schools in the race right now are just Maryland, LSU, Memphis, and Indiana. So I'm just sitting down with my parents about that. Leaning a little bit more towards Memphis and Indiana right now. So it's just going to be a great talk with my family when I get home this weekend.
Gotcha. Well, Lester, we wish
good
you luck on
it,
the
brother.
Decision. You sound like you've you got your head on your shoulders, and
no question.
And I know whatever fan base gets you, we'll be very happy to have you. So we appreciate the
Lester,
time as
thank
always.
Thank you for this, brother.
For sure. Love the fans in Memphis. Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You, bro.
He is Lester Quinones. That man sounds like that. I mean, what? What? I mean, I don't know.
I would have sounded like a dork if I said just do it. You know, do you want to do it on the show? Hey, this, you know, let him, he needs to, what did he say? Felt like he's leaning. Did he say he's leaning to Indiana, Memphis, or Indiana more over, you know, Memphis?
No, he said
more
leaning,
over Indiana.
He said leaning toward Memphis and Indiana.
And Indiana, okay. So I thought. We give him to May 10th.
I'm like trying to like.
I know you are because I am too.
The way he listed those schools, those first two, it's like get those out of the way. They don't matter. And then he went right to Memphis.
Also,
and then Indiana.
No doubt. And also the way they've all talked about this. I mean, how does that? He's talked to RJ. We knew they talked. He talked to Precious. But RJ's like his most recent follow. The last I looked, these kids are talking about it. We know that Memphis is selling it. And again, if John and I can come up with it and say we think this is the story in college basketball, if this all goes down, Evan Daniels come on and agree with it, you know that's what Memphis is telling these kids, and you know that's what these prospects are telling each other. It's almost like where you got the snowball rolling, you just keep letting that thing roll and build up. You know what I'm saying? Like it's feeding itself right now.
No question. I mean,
my gosh.
Look, I'm anything can happen, but in my estimation, that might as well have just ended with look forward to seeing y'all next season.
These folks so savvy over there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.